Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave?
Now, in my time as an inland waterways enthusiast travelling around the highways and byways of the canals and rivers dotting our fair land, I have seen many strange things. And I don't like making a fuss, so not a lot of people know that I have in fact been abducted by aliens. No kidding. Twice as it happens, which excuses my glib insouciance of being there, done that, got the t-shirt. The first occasion was in the 1970s when I was beamed aboard the mothership and subdued with a cocktail of alcohol-based drugs. Or maybe just alcohol. Strange, pointy-headed creatures told me I was their best mate and questioned me relentlessly about potatoes before beaming me back to Earth and depositing me about 11 o'clock at night, still reeking of intoxicants, in a gutter, where, through my haze, I started telling another pointy-headed one in a blue uniform,
"And you're my blessed mate too, officer,"
before being bundled into a van. And that, your worships, concluded the case for the defence. Alien abduction. I was rewarded for my pains with a stern entreaty, drunk and disorderly, fined £5, and from now on, act your age. I remain defiant. I can pay the fine, I quipped, but I don't do impressions. Yet how I scorned inwardly at those disbelieving fools when next I saw a pointy-headed alien on my television screen and that eerily familiar voice telling an unsuspecting world,
"First they boil them for 20 minutes, then they smash them all to pieces. Ha ha ha, they must be very primitive."
Point of information, you had to be watching the telly of a certain era to appreciate that one. Ask an elderly relative. So that's their plan, I realised. World domination by potatoes. Was I really the only one who could see it? I thought no more of it until one day recently when I was innocently manicuring the gerbils. I found myself being whisked by a tractor beam up to the mothership.
"Oh no, not him again,"
I heard a voice from the past before sinking under the influence of their vile intoxicating potions.
"Of all the bars in all the gin joints on all the motherships, he has to pick ours."
It might help here if you also ask your elderly relative about a man named Bogart. Oh well. I drifted in and out of consciousness, cajoled by the crackling of a radio transmitter.
"Mothership calling base,"
said my captor, as he simultaneously fed himself spoonfuls of what to me looked curiously like mashed potato.
"We have interrogated the Earthling and he warns us of vast migrations. Large numbers of the population are leaving their comfortable homes and transferring to long tubes of metal that they propel through shallow water very slowly, mostly pushing mud along the way. These long tubes are subject to frequent hold-ups and are often rained upon."
An authoritative voice on the other end demanded,
"And what do they do then?"
A pause for thought, as if in disbelief before the response.
"They meet other like-minded souls for up to several days at a time. They drink, make merry, and cavort in celebrations. Some of the..."
Can't keep this accent up.
"Some of them offer vast sums of currency in exchange for more long metal tubes, and others even give all their worldly belongings to stay on them permanently. Then they turn around their long metal tubes and return from whence they come. What shall we do, master?"
From somewhere across a vast universe came the chilling reply.
"Leave them in peace for another 50 years. We cannot yet take them over, for indeed they are obviously still very primitive." Ha ha ha!
Next thing I recall, I awoke in the early hours in a field by a canal, my head throbbing. From the gloom, a figure with a pointy head and blue uniform approached me.
"Where is this?" I inquired.
"You're at a waterways festival in the Black Country," came the voice. "Have you been drinking, sir?"
"And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful."